Jeremiah's temple sermon is a prophetic call as warning to the temple as a den of robbers. From Matthew, Jesus cleanses the temple, which has become a den of robbers. The king of Assyria loses the battle with the Babylonians. His kingdom falls, but that is not reason for Judah to celebrate. Judah needs to keep focus on God and the Word of God. God is watching as the people put a false sense of safety in the temple and think just by being in the temple, they will be safe from all outside threats. God sends the boy, Jeremiah, to give the bad news and the good news to the people of Judah. Jeremiah's response is, "Who, me? I'm just a boy." God said, "Do not worry." God will put the words in Jeremiah's mouth. The people do not believe Jeremiah, so they do not listen to him. Just because God sent his son to die for us and to save us does not give us license to do whatever we want. Jeremiah called out, and the people were not happy. Jeremiah said to them and to us, "If God was with you here, you would do what God told you to do. You cannot go on thinking everything you do is okay by the Lord. You are given specific requirements as disciples of the Lord. You have been saved by the blood of Jesus, and Jesus says, we shall love the Lord our God through caring for your neighbor. Micah told us what is required of us, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Do not think you are all it and a bag of chips just because Jesus died for you. He died for all people." Jeremiah gives the people a hard lesson because they needed to hear it. Remember, it is God's message for the people, not Jeremiah's, or mine for that matter. God told Jeremiah, "But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." End quote. Do not shoot the messenger. You may not always hear what you want to hear from the prophet or from a preacher. That does not mean the prophet or the preacher is wrong. It may mean God is trying to tell you something, so listen. Jeremiah was trying to save the people and the temple from destruction. Like Judah, do we use the church as a hideout, doing whatever we want during the week and hide out in the church like a thief in his den? The rituals of the temple got in the way of living in God. When we make the practice of our worship or the traditions of our forefathers more important than God's people, God takes notice. God with us is a state of being with God, loving each other and dropping the power struggles and cliques that keep us from doing God's work. God claims us and sent his Son to deliver us from sin by opening the gate of God's salvation for all God's creation. We need to hear the voice of God as God tells us to love our neighbor and Jesus opens the gate of salvation. Amen. Let us pray. God of cleansing, you showed the people of Israel how to behave in ways that honor you and your people. Show us how to behave so that your word might be blessed through our actions. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate, our Savior and Lord. Amen.